This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Energy Future, do me a favor, be part of their coalition to stand up against the war on coal. You like affordable energy? Me too. You like our lignite industry in North Dakota? Me too. You want reliable energy? Absolutely. Me too. SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Sign up, be part of the crew. What's on your mind continues for another hour. Live tomorrow on Bismarck at the Ramcota for the North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit. That's going to be kind of fun. I'm moderating a panel on incentives. You know, do you do tax increment financing districts to do projects like Block 5 in Bismarck? Do you give Federal Express a ton of money to move from Grand Forks to Fargo with taxpayer dollars? Do those make sense? As a conservative, some of you may think, well, of course you're against that, right, Scott? I'm a but-for guy when it comes to incentives, like the Renaissance Zone. The Renaissance Zone project from the legislature transformed downtowns. It started really with downtown Fargo. Somebody yesterday actually came up to me and said, I'm so excited for your new governor. I said, well, I don't think we've had an election yet, but who are you talking about? I said, well, Doc Burgum, he's going to be governor. I said, oh, okay, what most excites you? He said, look what he did to downtown Fargo. And, of course, he was a part of an effort there, certainly not solely, but was a real catalyst, you know, for one, the Northern School Supply building was an old, dilapidated building, and they were going to tear it down. It literally was within inches of the wrecking ball, and he ended up buying it and then donating it to NDSU, and they now use it for their architecture school. And so it's a cool story, and that kind of sparked a lot of things. But guys like, Warren Ackley and Randy Thorson have been for years working on projects down there. They're the J.L. Beers guys. You know, they started the J.L. Beers restaurant. They started with the old Broadway in downtown Fargo and also the Barrel Bucks Roadhouses. And other than that, Randy actually started with a diner that was basically a Denny's on South University in Fargo. Just kind of kept growing and growing from that. So, you know, neat stories. And people like that, you know, when you have folks like that involved, they roll up their sleeves, they get things done. So it's kind of cool. And anyway, but my take on it is, especially like on the Block 5 project, if you can tell me that's not going to happen, in other words, if it happens and that project is not going to be there, that investment is not going to be there, but for the incentive, it's a really good deal for the taxpayer because there's just that much more investment there. And a real challenge is, even if I said, you know what, I just don't like them at all. I don't want the government incentivizing private sector businesses to build things. Well, then if Fargo doesn't do it, yeah, but Bismarck does. Bismarck wins, right? So you almost have to have the unilateral disarmament. So I'm in the middle of that panel with a lot of folks. It should be a lot of fun. Fargo City Commissioner Tony Gehrig is there, and Bismarck City Commission member will be there, and Dale Zimmerman will be there from the Peacock, and a bunch of folks. That one is about 10:45, so I'll have to leave the show a little bit early tomorrow. But there's a lot of good ones there, and lots of panelists. My buddy Chris Berg from Valley News Live will be there as well. Joel Heitkamp is doing a couple of them as well. Works for, I think, what does he do again? I can't remember. But anyway, water guy. That's what he's a water guy down there in Hankinson. No, anyway, competitive talk show host. So North Dakota Chamber's got a fun event planned. It ends with a debate tomorrow night, and we'll be there. Looking forward to it. A lot of calls waiting to talk to our next guest, who's not really a guest. He's like co-host for this show, for crying out loud. He is here every Wednesday as the lone member, House of Representatives, representing the great state of North Dakota, Congressman Kevin Cramer, our guest every Wednesday for the Talk Radio Town Hall, and taking your calls, questions, and comments. I want to talk about his thoughts on the pipeline protest, and we have a number of callers that want to talk about that that we'll get you in here shortly. I want to talk about Donald Trump's campaign and also a little bit about what happened in Grand Forks yesterday, and more importantly, what is happening with the unmanned aerial systems space in North Dakota. Congressman Cramer, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm very well, thank you. How are you? It was good to see you in Grand Forks.
It was. We don't get to see each other that often. You know, Kevin's all over the place, but we did, and we decided that Red Pepper was a good place for lunch yesterday, too, so that was good.
Listen, I'm no more all over the place than you are. I've never seen anybody that gets all over the place more than you do.
Well, every once in a while we intersect.
Right? There you go.
And if we're doing it the Red Pepper over a grinder, life is good. It's all like
that's really good. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Back in Bismarck today.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go right to the calls here because folks have been waiting for a while. Rod in Bismarck has a comment. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Scott and Kevin. Got a quick comment regarding pipeline routing, and I'm sure Congressman Kramer will verify this too, that utilities who are routing high-voltage transmission lines or wind projects or, in the case of pipelines, are going to avoid the Indian reservations as much as possible because they are sovereign nations, and as such, the tribal council has total jurisdiction or total discretion over what they're going to charge that particular utility for routing their property or putting their property on the reservation. And a subsequent tribal council cannot be held to the decision of the earlier tribal council. So accordingly, the utility or the pipeline is at the mercy of the reservation relative to the fees that they're going to have to pay down the road. And these are 50 or 60 year projects. So accordingly, they could be a result of a huge liability for them if they decide to build on a reservation.
Sure, and you'll notice, just as an example, it's interesting you bring this up, Rod, because if you look at the spot where, you know, this route, this Dakota Access Pipeline route, crosses the Missouri River that's under such dispute now, there's a large transmission line in very close proximity to it, and that, of course, goes over the river. It wouldn't have the impact on, there's no spill potential and impact on the water and stuff, which is, again, as I've said many times, that question of that and the concern of that is legitimate to the tribe because, of course, you know, their communities are the first to be, that would be impacted by something like that. But, some, you know, you'll see, depending, you know, reservation to reservation, but you'll see some utilities have avoided tribal lands for that very reason. And it's not just transmission utilities, but, you know, sometimes it's hard to get good cell coverage in certain areas, you know, because of this fear, for example. And that's really unfortunate because that has a negative impact on the people living there. But you're right, the sovereign nation issue does oftentimes become clumsy. Now, that's not to say they shouldn't have it. It's one more government entity to work with. In fact, I had a hearing once on a bill that I had that I conducted the hearing in Washington Natural Resources Committee involved flaring. It really, and it's a pipeline streamlining, you know, streamline of site pipelines on federal lands and tribal lands. And my Democratic counterpart, while he didn't really support the bill, nor, by the way, the administration wasn't necessarily against the bill, but they didn't like the part where I allowed an opt-in clause for tribal nations, because the federal government wanted to maintain that jurisdiction on federal lands. And I said, well, wait a minute, if tribes are sovereign, why shouldn't they be able to get to choose? And his response was, this is again from the Obama administration, was, well, that's our consultation process is adequate for that. And I thought, well, that's not exactly sovereignty. When you're talking about their own land, you know, you're right on their own land. And my Democratic counterpart was confused because his initial instinct was to oppose the bill. But then he said, well, why is flaring so much worse on tribal lands? And I said, just add all the bureaucracy of the federal government and state government. And then on top of that, add another federal agency in the BIA and a sovereign nation. It's not that anybody's bad. It's just that you're adding layers and layers of bureaucracy, and that adds uncertainty.
There were a lot of lessons for that fella in that little dissertation. I hope you got the idea that, you know, sometimes less is better. Francis in Fargo for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead. Francis, are you there, sir?
Just a minute.
Yeah, not a problem.
Really?
He said a minute. I'm hoping we do a little bit under that, but I'm going to give him.
When he gets back, he'll have to hold on for us.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
So, Francis, are you there?
I'm crossing the street here.
You're crossing the street. Well, be safe.
Medical appointment. I was listening to your radio program this morning. I usually listen when I'm in a van. But there's a few comments on the radio station that are pretty prejudiced and biased, uninformed. One was from a caller about why do you need to charge protesting against drugs and all that. And you're pretty much saying the same thing. Well, apparently that caller was native, but apparently he hasn't been involved in very many reservations. The ones I've been on and seen, they do have marches against drugs, against meth, against different social problems and stuff like that. And that could be considered a protest because they do have marches like that. Another caller from Alexandria said that all the Indians on the reservation gets checked. Why don't they bring some food and make friends down there? Well, why don't they make friends of us all and find out that every Indian on a reservation don't get checks?
All right, Francis, we're up against the break. I do appreciate you responding to those calls, though, and please call again. Good luck at that appointment. More coming up.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pot, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
One of our fine sponsors on the program, and they have the new technology Hum, if you've not heard about it. Find a B-Mobile location near you. They're more than just phones and tablets. They do that and do that very well, but they have this Hum technology now that is the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. Features like roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locators, hands-free Bluetooth calling. Plus, for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment the activation fee and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get hum and go. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno all have Beam Mobile locations, some multiple locations. In Bemidji, Three River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota are online at BeamMobile.com. Connect to communicate at BeamMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. So to Francis's point, first, he said, and, you know, I've heard this a lot. I've been called a racist because I've used the term thugs to describe people who come here meaning to do other people harm. It has no basis in what color their skin is. I don't believe it's racist. I believe it describes some bad activity. And I think, quite honestly, we need people to realize there are thugs here meaning to do people harm that are spoiling for a fight. They want the National Guard to come in so that picture can be played all across the United States. They're in their press releases, and I have them here, welcoming the historic gathering of tribes from across the continent. That's a lot of people. You don't exactly, have the ability to say, no, they're all peaceful. No, they're not. Not according to legitimate law enforcement sources. But anyway, Francis's point, Congressman Kramer, was, this idea that somebody calls in is racist, bigoted, hateful, to say, why are they protesting this when there are so many other life and death issues that could get the same amount of attention? He's saying, well, some things happen, but is he right? Is the caller that Francis objected to right, or is Francis right to say that's bigoted and racist?
Well, I think there's, forgive me for giving a political answer, but I think there's room for both to be right. I mean, not being Native American myself, remembering that how a message is received is as important as how it's delivered or the intent it's delivered. And it's not hard for me to imagine that somebody might take some offense depending on your personal circumstance. So anytime things are sort of brushed with a broad brush, I can understand why there would be some offense taken that when there wasn't any intended. In fact, I would submit that both the caller and Francis probably have the right intention in mind, and sometimes it takes an outside view to see that. But it's easy to see why communication ends up confused sometimes.
All right, let's. I didn't know we had a Brooklyn in North Dakota, but according to this thing here, it says Joe in Brooklyn. Are you like in New York City, Brooklyn, Joe?
Yes, correct.
Very good. Well, we're going to be there soon.
Absolutely. I love the movie Brooklyn, by the way. If you haven't seen it, it's really good.
I have not seen it. No.
It's good.
Anyway, our first call from Brooklyn on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe, with Congressman Kevin Craver on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hi, thank you guys for taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask how you feel about high-performance success coach Daniel Pena Sr. You may or may not have heard of him. He was recently barred from speaking to a group of Opportunity Charter School kids in Harlem. The night before, when they found out he was a Trump supporter. Now, this is something that was planned weeks in advance. He did this at free of charge. He usually charges a high fee for kids to come to his seminars at his castle in Scotland. And sadly, he spoke at Oxford 2 weeks later, a standing ovation. Yeah. I just feel it's a shame that the school had political differences in the way of opportunity for the kids that really need to hear more than kids at Oxford.
Well, all I can say is amen, amen. I here I sit on a radio show, as Scott said up front, every week, and take all callers and all opinions because I think our First Amendment rights are as precious as any rights we have in the United States Constitution. And they're not just rights, by the way. They're a really good idea. They're the best way for a fully transparent and engaged, country to perform at a high level. I think we're all too often and too easily offended by what somebody that disagrees with us has to say. The unfortunate thing is that so much of the liberal institutions or the institutions of our country, and a lot of them education at various levels, if not all levels, have become censors of conservative thought. And you don't have to agree with somebody to hear them out. In fact, I've learned that it's amazing how much you can learn if you listen to people you don't agree with. And it really robs our students of some of the richest part of American culture to not be able to hear. Now, there are certainly leaving limits, I suppose, if you get into certain areas, but I don't see how hearing from somebody like that or somebody because they're a supporter of one particular party's presidential nominee becomes a censor barometer, but it's certainly unfortunate, and especially for a charter school, I might add, because that charter school enjoys the benefit of, and by the way, I support charter schools, but they enjoy the benefit of that designation by the government. That makes it even more, as a public entity, makes it even more important that First Amendment rights are preserved.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. Yeah, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline humming at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd with your questions at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Jim in Minot on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Jim.
Yes, good morning. Congressman Kramer, in this era of, you know, ineffective politicians and politicians that are really disconnected from the people, I think I'm very, very proud of you, and keep up the great work.
You know,
I think the whole state could be proud of you, and I think you're doing a great job. Having said that, you know, Dakota Access, you know, the protest side, I'll let other people talk about that. There's plenty to be said, and I don't want to be repetitive, but I have a question for you. Out in my rural community, I've watched Dakota Access, you know, stage 13,000 maps in our neighborhood, and all the way up to the beginning of the pipeline, millions and millions of dollars have been spent in staging and in preparation for this pipeline. Mm-hmm. And to a point, I understand in preparation, so when things are approved, we can move forward.
Yes.
And from a business perspective, my question is, you know, as a matter of fact, all this matting in the neighborhood is being used as standing rock. And that matting has been there for months and months, and so has everything else, before the permit was approved by the Army Corps of Engineers.
Right.
Now, from a business perspective, that just kind of blows my mind.
Yeah.
You know, I guess, could you please comment on that?
Sure. That is an interesting point, Jim. Scott, there are staging areas from the Keystone XL pipeline that have been around for 6-7 years, I think, and they still may be, where there's pipe, you know, large amounts of pipe there's being stockpiled and whatnot in hopes of that someday being approved. Obviously, there's a cost-benefit analysis on every investment, and there's risk in every investment. And so the pipeline, once it makes its decision, and especially once they get the permit, you know, the permit for the route. So there are two things that happen in a pipeline. There's a corridor, and then there's a route. And oftentimes the two are cited at the same time. And the corridor is a wider area, of course. And the reason that you cite a corridor is because that gives you some flexibility with the route ultimately. And so no question, the company takes some risk. They measure that risk against the benefits. And in this case, who knows? If the route ends up being changed by several miles, they're going to have to eat the cost of rerouting it. If not, but they also know the process very well.
Bottom line, it must pencil out, Jim, but I appreciate the call. Good comments.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. A single young passenger, even a sibling, increases a teen's chance of a deadly crash by 44%. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting and enforcing passenger limitations for teen drivers.
Absolutely. Limit those passengers. And unfortunately, in North Dakota, we don't have that covered under one of the provisions of the graduated driver's license. So us as parents, I think, have to take control of that, set those rules, set those boundaries for teens, and don't let those teens have passengers, even siblings, in the car, so they have time to drive on their own under the best conditions, which are no distractions, and just let them drive and learn how to do what they're supposed to be doing in that vehicle.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
PetroServe USA are the folks that help America fuel better, and they do it well. Not only your tank, like, you know, get some fuel and get going, but also the tummy. I love the 4 for $4 deal. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. The two cookies, somebody the other day gave me grief, said they tried to get some M&M and they were gone. They thought I stole them all, because I kind of have been partial to the M&M lately. I'll go with cinnamon, oatmeal raisin maybe today. Those are really good. And also, 20-ounce drink of your choice. So you get the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two cookies of your choice, warm chocolate chip cookies. Is there anything better? Oh, my gosh. And the 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long. They also have great deals in the store. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, 2 for $11 right now. That's an August special, so that sucker's gone in just a few short days. And PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Look for them. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. I want to take who has been waiting the longest here. We've got a South Dakota listener weighing in on what's on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead. You're up.
Hello. I'm calling from South Dakota. And I wanted to know... are they going to build us a man-made lake whenever this, I'm not saying when it is going to happen, but when it does happen, are they going to build us a man-made lake? Because if you ask the folks, of Mobile, South Dakota, that, all these fishermen, when that oil breaks and that comes all the way down here, it's going to contaminate all the fish, all the water, and then where is everybody going to swim? You know, what's our recreation? So I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, a lot of folks feel the same way about that too. Especially around the Mobile, South Dakota area. So
before you get an informed answer from Congressman Cramer, sir, I want to just ask you one thing. Are you aware of how many pipelines transport products like oil underwater?
No, I wish they would have did it above water, like a caller suggested before.
Sure,
that is that's an interesting point that he's raising, Scott, about above water and above ground. Pipelines, you know, the Alaskan pipeline is above ground. There are maps. I haven't seen them, but there are maps that show what the pipeline grid would look like if it was above ground. We should try to find one of those and pull it up. You'd be shocked at how many pipelines. Well, it'd be impossible to traverse. I mean, it would just be impossible above ground. It's
millions,
not a single.
Millions of miles of pipeline transport. A product and it crosses water all over the place. I understand, sir, you have a concern about the water supply.
Yeah.
In this case, South Dakota. Let me ask you, Congressman Cramer, should he be worried about his water supply because of the Dakota Access Pipeline?
Well, I personally don't believe he should, but I think back to your other point. The safest pipeline that's going under the Missouri River,
will be the Dakota Access Pipeline. So when you put it in the context of history, obviously it's the newest, but it's also the, you know, it's the deepest. It's going to be buried the deepest. It's going to have the latest technology and monitoring. It's going to have, you know, has all of the response plans. So in terms of oil getting all the way down to Mobridge, as he says, that's not likely to happen even if there is a leak. If just say the worst happens, say there's a leak, you know, the monitors all, you know, work, everything is shut down, and there's some oil that makes its way to the water, and there's no, it's not even likely that would happen. But even if all of that happened, the booms and the technology and monitoring and signaling, it is very unlikely that would even happen. And in some respects, the fact that it is at the beginning sort of Oahu even slows the water down a little bit. So to me, just observing it, I think it's the least likely problem that you would have with this particular pipeline.
Sir, can I ask you one other question? Are you familiar with this Earth Justice group that has been leading the protest that was invited in by the Standing Rock Tribe? Do you know anything about Earth Justice, that group?
Are you asking me?
No, I'm asking the caller.
Oh, sure.
Caller, I am from the Standing Rock Tribe, but see, I don't bother to go up there and protest. We're just worried about our water because our water reservoir, everybody gets it from, you know, the Lake Oahu Grand River area. So that's
no. I totally understand what I'm saying is I don't honestly believe the protest has anything to do with the pipeline and or a concern for your water. I believe the protest, because Earth Justice is leading it, is about an effort to stop fossil fuel development further in this. They say very, very plainly on their website, stop dirty fuels.
Yeah.
So I empathize with your concern. I don't think it's a legitimate worry, and I'd encourage you just to learn a little bit more about some of the groups your tribe has invited into the state. Kevin, am I wrong?
Well, no, you're not wrong, but I want to get back to his concern because I think it is a legitimate concern. I don't think it's a major concern. I think it's an unlikely situation, but the concern is not trifling. Because let's face it, the decision of where to cross a river does consider its potential impact, the potential impact of a leak on drinking water. That's not an insignificant consideration. My point is that all of that has been considered, and the very unfortunate thing here, you know, the one analogy I draw, Scott, is there's a lot of debate over in Fargo over the Red River diversion, and of course the community of Fargo and the communities of West Fargo and Fargo especially support it, largely because it would protect their communities. Now, other communities downstream or upstream, both areas are less enthusiastic about it because it's an imposition to them. Well, this is a decision that the Corps made and people make based on what's good for the large, you know, the largest population center. In this particular case, being rural is a disadvantage, and we deal with that in a lot of areas in obviously in North Dakota. The additional problem is that this rural area is a sovereign nation and a tribe, and they've been able to marshal some of that, they being the protesters. But the first and the main concern, I give Chairman Archambault all the credit in the world, he's tried to keep it focused on just that issue. That is a legitimate concern, and it is a consideration that the Corps made when they chose when they permitted it, and then the company chose when they chose the route, and that the Public Service Commission considered when they approved the route. So, the guy's your concern is not illegitimate. But I think there's everything that you can do to mitigate and to minimize that concern has been taken by the company and by the regulators.
I just don't believe this has anything to do with the pipeline. I really don't. I mean, it does to some
callers.
People, but the fact that it's gone to a different level with tribes from all over coming in, with people that have done this routine before, and they are professional protesters, they bring in made-for-TV protests, they do all this stuff, some bad actors, they're here for Earth Justice that says, we are out to stop all dirty fuels.
Well, and what I would say about that, Scott, is the unfortunate thing about all of that is it diminishes this person's legitimate concern.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's what bothers me more than anything.
But I don't believe this gentleman and the Standing Rock folks could do a better job of that to say, look, if you're concerned, if you're literally to the point of going to a camp or concerned about the water supply here, then you should not drive a vehicle ever, ever. Because the risk of you getting harmed in that vehicle from point A to point B is infinitely higher than water being contaminated in that
Absolutely.
River Standing Rock
That's
Reservation. Right?
I agree. I totally agree.
So we just need a little context here, and it's missing, unfortunately. That's what's unfortunate. Fred and Wing, let's get you in here for Congressman Kramer. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, I'm going to talk about another pipeline that they're proposing. That's a water pipeline. I like to hear your guys' info on this down here, and thank you for handling it, Congressman and Scott. But Scott always put out to us, how do we save money in North Dakota? There's a pipeline going across between the Wing and Denhoff area, that water pipeline. They want to put it up and get it above the hills there by Denhoff, and then it'll free flow into the Cheyenne River and help with the water needs in the eastern part of the state. Well, I can remember way back when I was a kid, ancient times, where there was a McCluskey Canal put in, the Garrison Diversion McCluskey Canal. That canal is setting up there, and it could dump water from its Lake Sakakawea right now into the Cheyenne River Basin that's not being used. At that time, they came around and told us they were going to give us irrigation out of it and all kinds of things out of that McCluskey Canal, and we never got any of it. Now the canal doesn't dump the water. So why do we need to put a pipeline in to go up to the top of the hills, and that it'll free flow from the hills east of the Missouri River Basin or the Lake Sakakawea area, and then it'll free flow into the Cheyenne when we already have the Garrison Diversion? I just think that we could save some money on that pipeline. I'm trying to get over there and do my protesting now before it all gets decided.
Oh, my goodness, Scott. So the caller is absolutely 100% accurate, and it's even more complicated, but his point is well made. The promise of the McCluskey Canal and the transfer of water out of the Lake Sakakawea into various parts of North Dakota for irrigation, municipal use, industrial use, was a promise made when they dammed up the dam, when they dammed up the Missouri River in the first place. And by the way, there were a lot of promises made to the tribes at that point too that have been, that have been broken. And so we've got just a historical nightmare that has created this infrastructure that is the McCluskey Canal. The problem is that hyper-environmental, imagine that again, extreme environmental interests have prevented a lot of this from happening. And so a pipeline, why are they talking about a pipeline today? Well, a pipeline today is because that's more the acceptable to the environmental movement. But the caller's right. We've got this canal that goes so far before it just ends. It would be wonderful to be able to use that existing infrastructure of the McCluskey Canal to continue to move that water to the Red River Valley, where they have, as you know, they have flooding, but they also have great water needs in the Red River and the Red River Basin in order for that area to grow, especially industrial-wise. There are times when the Red River gets to the point where it's downright scary that there's not enough water to meet the demands of the communities up and down the Red River. So the caller makes a very valid point. It's an ongoing struggle, and it'd take a much longer show to discuss all of that. But he's right on point. It's, once again, we've been held hostage, so to speak, by extreme environmental groups.
Emailer says, our founding fathers were in... Thanks, by the way, Fred. Appreciate the call, and welcome others. 800-228-0550. Michael emails, our founding fathers were engaged in unlawful activities, treason, and were often considered thugs by the British. I've seen each protest site. I've yet to see these thugs you speak of. You also speak of the Army Corps of Engineers having gone through the proper steps to construct the pipeline. While this is true, their impact on the environment report is an area of concern and spotty at best. Not to mention the oil and pipeline companies handling this project have poor track records regarding the use of faulty old pipe. Either of those true? That the Corps has done shoddy work?
There are holes in the Corps. I don't think so. Having done this many times prior to going to Congress, I've looked at the environmental assessment that the Corps did. The Corps never gets accused of hasty decision-making, not in my lifetime. So this is the first time. And having been in regular communication with Colonel Henderson, the director down in Omaha that oversees all of this, and they have crossed every T, dotted every I.
Hold that thought, Kevin. We'll pick up on the other side of the break. More calls, too, after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My friends at Polar Service Center, with two North Dakota locations, they're in Williston and Kildare, have an all-call for tank trailer technicians. If you're in this line of work, this is a great company. Gary, the regional manager, said, Scott, here's my cell phone number. Please give it out on the radio. Let folks know. We'd love to have them come work for us. 701-495-3592. And They do on-the-job training. Gary, tell me more about that.
We have some real good guys that have been around the business for 30-some years. So we do on-job training. We do have some of our vendors that will come in, such as Titan, and give classes. We have Holodex vendors that come in, and they'll give break classes.
701-495-3592 is Gary's number. And when you call, ask about the benefit package. 401k match, great health care. Gary's wife is in the healthcare industry. She said, nobody offers this. Really good deal. 701-495-3592, Polar Service Center, the nation's largest tank trailer manufacturer in North Dakota, needs tank trailer mechanics now.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Being Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 31st.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We continue the last chance to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer, 11 before the top of the hour. And the Talk Radio Town Hall is here every week, and it's a full hour. And no other member of Congress does this with a right mind anywhere that I know of, every week and to the degree that Congressman Cramer does. So it's pretty amazing. And we very often just flat run out of time. So I wanted to play you a clip of a conversation I had with Senator Byron Dorgan yesterday, who was at the UAS summit in Grand Forks. We're not going to get time for that. I will put that interview up, though, on our social media. I also got a chance to meet Mark Kennedy's son, Charles, naval aviator, yesterday. And Mark Kennedy and his son were on a Tiger cruise coming back. It's a really neat story, and Mark's written about it for some publication. I'll put that up because that was a neat little touch. Always fun to see. There was a neat guy there yesterday that was one of the ushers, go up to everybody that had anything to do with the military. Thank you for your service. And you introduced me to the commander of the Grand Forks Air Force Base. That was fun. So it was
Colonel Rod Lewis, yeah.
Yeah, and great story he is. Yeah,
he's great. Yeah, he's really something.
The reason I was going to play you the clip of Byron Dorgan, as I mentioned in the first hour, you know, politicians tend to say, this doesn't happen without me. And there seemed to be a real sort of theme yesterday to the, and you were, as usual, making this louder than anybody. This is a private sector victory. All right, we've done our job. We got the infrastructure in place. Go, people, go.
Yeah.
So Tom Sawyer, who heads up the development called Grand Sky, where Northrop Grumman are located and General Atomics, was on the air with us on Energy Matters talking about 70-plus career paths available in the field because of what has happened here. So there's a lot to be excited about. What most excites you about everything that's happening here?
On the UAS side, what excites me the most, well, the defense contractors like General Atomics and Northrop Grumman and their connection to defense is really cool. And that's when we think of, you know, highly effective drones, we're thinking about, you know, replacing fighter jets and bombers and saving lives, and it's very cool, and we're grateful to have them there. What excites me most are the pathways, the entrepreneurial opportunities, not only to in the drone industry, if you will. So let's take somebody like Elbit, which is another defense contractor, and we saw their presentation in Hillsborough earlier this week, where they, through a grant, you know, did some precision agriculture exploration and experimentation. They did some utility monitoring. Those things excite me because there's no limit to how you can not only grow the industry, but how the industry itself and the technology it provides makes the rest of the private sector more efficient, more productive. Take land as an example. You know, the satellites the USDA use are nothing compared to what a low flying drone can monitor and help with plant health and soil health and productivity on the land. We have a growing population and we're losing about 1 million acres a year in the world to, you know, of productive farmland. So that means we've got to grow more food on the same land. That makes everybody better, more profitable. And that's just one industry. So to me, I think the opportunity is in the private sector. And that's why my comments yesterday were less about ribbon cuttings for politicians and more about getting out of the way and making introductions where necessary, and making rain, but turning this over to people like a Tom Sawyer, people like Terry Sando at Economic Development, Regional Economic Development Coordinator in Grand Forks, because they're the ones that can. And then, by the way, and then the entrepreneurial opportunities. That's the other thing. With our research universities and our regional, like Lake Region and Northland Community College, University of North Dakota is obvious, NDSU is obvious, but the commercialization of technology and research and development that come out of those universities, that's what's exciting to me.
It is pretty darn amazing. I also, I think you had one more part of that question to answer from that emailer. I need to get back to that. I forgot. I think there was one more part of that related to the core and the founders. But let me go to Cannonball, where Lyle is standing by to ask you a question. Go ahead, Lyle.
Yes, my name is Lyle. You there?
Hi, Lyle.
Cousins and Kramer. So you're saying okay, it's all right. You're positive. You're saying that this pipeline will not break.
What I'm saying is that the standard for mitigating risk has been met, you know, and then some, with regard to this pipeline, both with the route, the process for you know, horizontal directional drill, the type of the pipe, the research and the environmental assessment and archaeological assessments have been met for a determination of minimal impact that makes it legal to do it. And I think this pipeline is the safest pipeline that's going to cross the Missouri River in the history to this point. So am I confident it's safe? Yes. Would I be just as confident if it was going just north of my house? Absolutely. I don't have any concern about the pipeline breaking. And if it does break, I think all of the other processes are in place to minimize any damage. And I never say something won't happen. I think you have to presume something would happen. So for when I was a regulator, my question was not only how are you going to ensure that the risk is minimal, but then how are you going to ensure, should the worst happen, that things work properly to monitor, to signal, to shut down.
And we are on that point. The email of thank you, Lyle. Got to go, but call again when we have more time to talk. And happy to do more. The last part of that email said the pipeline company had a poor track record regarding the use of faulty old pipe. I don't know that to be true. Do you?
I don't know that to be true at all. And
obviously, things that are also considered in the whole permit.
Yeah. Well, there's no incentive to use old pipe.
Yeah. Good point. All right. Till next week. Thank you, sir. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flankfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator, everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flankfamily.com, for details on the great deal to New York City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.